Good morning, I'm here with Jonah and Feliciano, and my name is Dylan McGill, and I'm talking about the March on Washington. The March on Washington played a really, really big part in civil rights. It was supported by the government because it really did not have a choice upon the march. The people chose Washington because of the particular spot where everybody was going, basically, that really cared about the states. It is the people's state, and it touches the government and the people more than it would. And the people doing the march is less popular, and it is a less popular environment than they want it to be. They wanted to be heard. There was 250,000 people that started believing after the march.
I'm Feliciano, and I'm talking about Bobby Seale, who had helped found the Black Panthers Party, which was a group that was the first ones to use violence against white people with the civil rights. The government had no support in what Bobby Seale was trying to fight for and get across for all the minorities that were receiving the worst of things when it came to everything such as schooling, housing, and the overall way of life. When Seale had been released from jail after being arrested for contempt of court and served 4 years, he had returned to Oakland, where he had founded the Black Panther Party and was in a downfall from arrests, killings, internal schisms, and some successful efforts by the FBI to destroy the organization.
My name is Jonah Ward, and this is Malcolm X. Malcolm X played an important role in the civil rights movement because he was one of the first to use violence in protesting. And he had many encounters with the KKK, trying to burn his house down. The government did not support Malcolm X because he was aggressive in his protesting, and he put a lot of white people at danger. And Malcolm X believed, and he advocated, the complete separation of African Americans from whites. He proposed that African Americans should return to Africa, and that in turn, a separate country for black people in America should be created.
And back on the March on Washington, the lack of major conflict brought more supporters towards the movement because the Birmingham and Alabama, they were going through crucial racial times, such as police dogs biting them, they were getting sprayed with powerful water hoses, and a lot more terrifying things. Doing things the Emancipation Proclamation was supposed to stop 100 years ago. They were supposed to be free, and everybody was supposed to be treated equal. And everybody and everyone shall be free. African Americans were the opposite. The March on Washington took place to stand for African American schools, jobs, rights, and etc. It was a really powerful march.
The Black Panthers Party had some major events such as the Chicago 8 and the New Haven Black Panther trials, and Bobby Seale was repeatedly arrested and tried on multiple charges. The Black Panthers had attracted widespread support among young blacks and had wore the group's distinctive black leather jackets and black beards, and often had displayed their weapons in the open so people can see.
The lack of major conflict didn't bring more followers to Malcolm X. Malcolm X never protested peacefully. Malcolm X was set on taking what was rightfully his, whether he got the U.S. separated into two countries, or having the USA on one side and African country on the other. These acts proved Malcolm X as a powerful leader during the civil rights movement. Malcolm X not only fought for what was right, but he also did it very powerfully, making whites fall down to his power.
Okay, we're back on the March on Washington. Were the actions of an individual leader greater than the acts of themselves? No, not necessarily, because the march itself brought 250,000 people. And if that didn't occur, no matter what, if the leaders had gave a powerful speech or not, it wouldn't matter if the people didn't show up. So that's why, back to the first question, the government really didn't have a choice because they did the march on Washington specifically because that's where all the states and the Congress and the government was in Washington. And they got 250 people to get there. And so the actions of the individual leader itself was not greater than the acts themselves.
Okay. Bobby Seale had been a huge spark to the move that nonviolence wasn't going to be the answer and be enough to defeat the white people and the racial segregation issues. For years, people had been protesting without violence and have been saying that it is only going to benefit us in the end run. But for years and now centuries, blacks have been getting murdered, slayed, and other harsh things by white people, and most of the time they get away as if nothing has ever happened. But when a black male, no matter his age, does any sort of crime or harasses a white lady, they would receive the most harsh punishment, and even times would be murdered.
The acts of an individual leader were not more important than the acts themselves, because the acts would have never been acted out without a leader to carry them out. No act has been famous without the leader behind them pushing to get his or her thought or point out there to millions. Also, minorities fought long and hard for what they got. Minorities wouldn't work or ride buses just to get the point across that they wouldn't be pushed around like they were trash. Most protesting minorities were killed at the hand of whites. Minorities could gain the right to use the same bathrooms, schools, water fountains, and parks. And this proved why Malcolm X was an important factor in today's civilization and on the past on civil rights.
Hey, it's Dylan, back on the March on Washington. In what ways did the minorities fight for the civil rights and what could they gain from it? So, they fought for rights by marching in front of the Lincoln Memorial, specifically there, for the government to take notice and make a change. They gained their freedom and the rights of a white person, just as Dr. King just once said, people will not be judged by the color of the skin, but by their content of character. And that there made people stay, because it was only supposed to be a nine-minute speech, but he preached for 16 minutes. And that there touched the people and made people believe that everybody should be treated equal and not differently just because of the color of their skin.
In what ways did minorities fight for civil rights and what could they gain from this? The Black Panthers had stood up for the brutality and racism of America's police forces and stepped outside of the boundaries set by the civil rights movement, which have been move with peace and nonviolence, but they openly advocating fighting fire with fire. They really gained the feeling of having some power in the harsh world as it was for them, and having people behind them fighting for the same cause they were and to get the equality they had to serve.
Who or what is the most significant part of the civil rights movement? Well, I feel Malcolm X played a very important role because he was one of the first major civil rights movement leaders to act on violence. And to what extent does the previously named part impact the civil rights movement? I think that Malcolm X, once again, played an important role because he wasn't one of the people to protest peacefully. He fought through violence to show the white people that black people weren't going to be put down for the next coming years.
Okay, back on the March on Washington. So now we're on the compelling question, the big picture. Who or what is a significant part of the civil rights movement? To what extent does the previous name part impact the civil rights movement? So the March on Washington impacted the civil rights by many different ways. It made people believe that everybody should be treated differently, or should be treated equally, not differently. But that people shouldn't be treated differently because their skin, but be treated differently because of the content of their character. As Martin Luther King said, everybody gave powerful speeches and opened the eyes of many African Americans and Americans themselves to bring back that everybody should be treated equal. The March on Washington did a really big impact on the world.
Bobby Seale had made a move that others were being... that others being before him had not been successful with. Malcolm X was his true inspiration and had given him a guideline to how to think and how it should be for all black people in the world. With the Black Panthers Party, he and his followers were fighting against the wrongdoings of police on innocent black people, and the Strong 10-point program, which was the outline of how the BPP lived and thought by. This move to bring violence into action for something to be actually done had been a huge move because for centuries the whites were used to blacks just bowing down, but Bobby Seale said this was enough.
One quote that I like by Malcolm X is, Malcolm X said, "I'm for truth no matter who tells it. I'm for justice no matter who's it for or against."
So my powerful quote that really stood out to me was, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter." And that stood out to me because really, nobody really saw that everybody was treated differently until all the powerful speeches that were occurring. And the march itself and the speeches changed a lot in civil rights today.
My powerful quote is from Bobby Seale is, "You don't fight racism with racism. The best way to fight racism is with solidarity."